Can you believe that we've been doing this show for over 10 years? Holy crap! And people still ask me what my philosophy is and what I used to create the show. Well, look no further. Here it is. This used to be available on Kindle only in a poor edited version, but I finally put it on print on demand and you can actually order it and read it without pulling your hair out or dying it. Every person walking around has a war within them. And with a book like this, not only can you fight that war, you can win. Do yourself a favor. The link tree is in the Meat Gazer box. Click it immediately. And it'll take you to Amazon where you can get this book and my fiction books as well. You like gore corn? Well, I like gore corn with butter and salt.
Hey, what's going on, you redonkulous rump robbers? Sounds even more disturbing now that I've said it. Welcome to
Red Roast!
With two Richards in a car.
Yeah, there you go.
And I've got one of those Reddit stories today that's posted in that forum, Am I the A-Hole?
Ooh, I love these.
I kind of don't want to read the title.
Uh-oh.
Because I think it'll play better if it unfolds naturally.
Okay.
I don't like it, you know, when movies begin with something that happens at the end and then take you back to the beginning.
Uh-huh.
It gets annoying.
You don't think I'll do it?
I hope you're ready for this one. This is quite fantastic. As a revenge guy, I know you'll appreciate it.
I love revenge.
You might be wondering why we're dressed so officially. We were just out shooting a commercial in a cemetery.
Yep.
And a suit was required.
In the original one, it was too violent.
It was too violent. You can't use phrases like die laughing. Oh my God, Zed.
Yeah, I know. That was insane.
That's too much for television programs that routinely throw transgender ideology at children. You have to think of the children.
But it did cause us to come up with a new motto.
Yes, it did.
Hope through comedy.
Hope through comedy.
I think that's even more powerful.
And why die alone when you can die laughing? I like that too.
Yeah, I know. But apparently in current year, that's too upsetting and triggering.
Yeah. Children going to drag shows? Fine. Die laughing?
I'm triggered.
Are we ready?
Yeah, we are.
Ready on the right?
Yep.
Ready on the left?
Yep.
Put your selector switches on semi and watch your lane.
There we go.
I, 32-year-old, have been married to my soon-to-be ex-wife, who is 30, Madison, for 4 years. We are currently in counseling, but it is not going to work.
It never does.
Well, most counselors are really there to convince the husband that everything is his fault.
Yeah, they're hidden feminists who throw a flying crossbody cock block on your life and then make you feel guilty and upset about the fact that you're just a normal dude.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck that. It doesn't work. Don't waste your money.
Absolutely not. These ladies have to go to college, which, as we all know, is not really an education institution anymore. It's an indoctrination institution. And for ladies, it's usually an all-you-can-fuck buffet as well.
Oh, yeah.
And then they come out, they want to marry the CEO, and then they're shocked when the CEO wants to marry his secretary and not the doctor.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
If you're going to have to take time off to have a family, because that's the only reason why a man would want to get married nowadays,
mm-hmm.
He's not going to want to have to worry about the woman going back to her career.
Yeah, because most of the women that you're going to shack up with, they're not marriage material, meaning they are not loyal. They will stab you in the back in a heartbeat.
And all women want to marry up.
Yes.
Or at the very least, lateral with space for improvement.
Well, lateral is just a temporary.
Yeah, lateral is usually a temporary.
That's where the starter husband phrase came from.
Oh, that's not right. No.
And women will bang down, but they will marry up.
That's right.
About a year ago, I found out she was having an affair. Dun, dun, dun. Coming home to their clothes in our living room and sounds coming, no pun intended, from our bedroom.
Oh, this is how you get shot, gentlemen. This is how you get shot, right here.
But don't worry, I'm sure it was an accident, right?
Yeah.
I've actually seen modern women tweeting things like that. Well, you know, my friend, she cheated on her boyfriend by accident.
That's comedy gold. We need to do a comedy sketch on that one.
Let's just boil it down. Even if, by some insane stretch of even George Lucas's imagination, you could accidentally bang someone, the only accident is the first thrust.
If that.
Once you start bouncing up and down,
that's all on
it's
you.
It's all on you. On you, in you, you pick.
That's right. Get yourself an internal snot massage.
He continues, I lost it. I was getting my cricket bat out of the front closet. My guess is this dude is British.
You gotta know what a crumpet is to understand cricket. I'll teach you.
Americans don't go for their cricket bat. They go for a baseball bat or ideally a shotgun.
Yeah, or a sword.
Well, in your place, it's quite a lot of options.
Yes, they hang on the walls. And they're all battle ready.
Although, if you're in Britain, a biscuit is a cookie. And crisps are chips.
That's right.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different lingo over
there. You could say biscuit, which equals cookie. In America, cookie equals pussy.
Just don't eat the chocolate chips out of it.
That's the mental images of that one are terrible.
That's awful. When we last joined our hero, he was grabbing his cricket bat out of the front closet when I stopped to think about the consequences. I did not want to go to jail.
I personally am under the belief that in circumstances like that, there should be leeway given.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's...
If you are in another person's home banging their wife and he shows up, I'm sorry, he gets three minimum swings on your ass, mm-hmm. and you just gotta fucking accept the fact that you fucked up.
Yep.
That's just the way it is.
It is. Hell, even the lawyer that put Andy Dufresne in Shawshank says that a crime of passion can at least be understood if not condoned.
Correct.
Just like Chris Rock said about OJ. Now, I'm not saying he should have killed her.
Well, we understand.
There you go. Instead, this is where it gets good. I took all their clothes and left quietly. I went to a friend's house, but not before throwing all the clothes in a McDonald's garbage can.
Okay.
I'm McLovin' it.
McLovin' it.
On that particular day, this dude was not the one getting a Happy Meal. I turned off my phone and got shit-faced with my buddy. That sounds familiar, right?
Okay.
I wonder if it was 12-year-old Scotch, Glenfiddich, right?
Glenlivet?
Oh, Glenlivet. Okay.
Yeah, it was 25. I think it was 25-year-old Scotch. It's like a $135 bottle.
Saved
my life.
Your life and quite a few other people's lives.
It did, actually.
Minimum of two that I know of.
Yes.
But it might have saved your dogs if you didn't drink it. So it's like...
I should have thrown it all in the river the day he left. But unlike some people, I have a heart, goddammit.
His wife hosed us off in the morning.
I've been that drunk before.
I'm not going to say I haven't.
We've all been there.
We have all been there, especially after situations like this.
Let's just admit it.
Yep.
Take the ego out of it. That's just the way it goes.
It's fine. You know, we've all been that guy standing there in the bathroom. Like, you think that the worst is over, right? You start to strip down to get into the shower, and all of a sudden that second wave hits, and it comes out of both ends. You're like, oh, great. Now I have another mess to clean up.
You got a double-barreled switcheroo going on there. You better hope your timing is on, because if not, you need a mop.
When the finger cuffs fight back.
That miserable little bag of puke.
After I turned my phone back on, I had dozens of calls and texts from Madison.
Uh-huh.
First scared because she got my updated flight information.
Ooh.
Then... upset that I hadn't called her to let her know I was going to be coming home early. So he wouldn't find you coming in your home.
Hopefully not early.
With a guy who's, you know, hopefully not coming too early.
Yeah, you better be putting up the 10 dick if you're willing to risk all this shit for that.
I know, right? If it was two guys coming early at the same time, that would be bad form.
Yeah, well, that's just gay sex with a witness. Let's just be honest.
Then freaked out that the house had been broken into... then crazy because she figured out it was me. They just got more deranged.
Well, you know they're caught.
I'm glad that he went radio silent on them. That's honestly the best punishment when someone is caught red-handed. It's not, you know, bursting in with the cricket bat, because then they can claim you're some sort of a violent, you know, a-hole, and that's why they cheated on you in the first place. You actually provide these women justification for their behavior when you react with violence.
Yep.
I'm not saying I don't understand, but the silent treatment is a woman's primary weapon of choice because it's the one that drives them the most insane. Mm. They don't realize it gives us peace and quiet. They weaponize against you what works against them. Just ask Hillary. Oh, Trump is he's going to want to kill his political adversaries. Okay, now, Ms. Clinton, I think you need to understand that you are projecting. You are projecting so well, you're better than those new laser IMAX projectors at the fucking movie theater. Okay, the image is crystal clear. The bodies are stacked from here to the moon. Perhaps you should stuff a cock in it or a sock in it. I'm not going to tell you which, but as long as the cock is not mine... And I promise that I do not have any information that would lead to the arrest of Hillary Clinton. Yeah. And if you find me dead somewhere, it was not self-deletion.
Yeah, it's not self-deletion.
He continues, the guy she was with is 5 inches shorter than me and about 60 pounds lighter. So if he had taken my clothes, it would be obvious.
Uh-huh.
I thought women didn't like the short dudes. Well, I guess they're good enough to bang on the side when you've already got a good dude at home, right?
Well, you know... Once they got the beta provider, then they just look for other penises to jump up and down on.
And she is 30, which means she is fast approaching the wall. Or maybe she's one of these, you know, women who hit it on the younger side.
Well, yeah, some women start hitting it around 28.
Yeah. Or earlier than that. I've seen women graduating high school with brick and mortar still stuck to their shoulders from where they smashed through at 16.
Genetics. Well, I mean, there is a mating strategy called sneaky fuckers.
And that would entail?
Dudes that basically sweet talk the female, bang her, and then disappear.
Oh, the bail situation.
The bail situation.
The bail guys. Okay. But
it actually happens in the primate world.
Oh, yeah.
The sneaky fuckers.
And then we wonder why we are the way we are.
Yep. I got that one from Mr. Peterson, one of his lectures.
This dude, the guy that she's cheating with, ended up calling his friend to go get his spare keys from his house. Unfortunately for him, his wife smelled a rat and followed his friend back to my house, where she saw him leaving in oversized clothes. The plot thickens, just like all the peg D's this woman is taking in every hole.
Now we're adding flour to the gravy to thicken it up. Here we go.
Some ladies like the thicker gravy.
Yes, they do. It's disgusting, but I'm not going to say you're wrong.
A little bit of a mucus consistency. Hopefully it's not chunky.
Snot delivery to the warehouse. Move!
That's disgusting.
Long story short, she took pictures and she had evidence of his infidelity.
Ah.
Because, you know, it's not enough to just cheat on your own husband. You have to destroy two families at the same time because you lack self-awareness, impulse control, and accountability.
Sheer fucking hubris.
What could go wrong?
But you're strong and independent. And a woman's intuition is never wrong. Way too many single mothers for that to be true.
Until we meet again!
Well, did you not get broken up with because of a dream?
Yes, I did.
Now, how the hell can you rely on intuition when you're making life mistakes based off of dreams?
I don't know. Her intuition didn't see our bail situation coming when the retribution coitus kicked in full gear.
Yep.
She even gave me the little paperweight for Christmas that said, I love you on it. Hmm. I took one look at it, and I was like, okay. I put it down next to the bed, blew her back out, sent her home, and that was the last time I saw her. I will say this. If she had been honest with me when I asked her point blank what the dream was about, instead of pretending like she forgot it, I may have even considered it. But She lied about a lie.
Yep.
And that means that
she's a lie.
Everything out of her mouth is suspect.
You cannot believe it.
With this evidence of his infidelity, caused their prenup to be canceled.
Ooh.
Which cost him a lot of money.
Oh my God.
It is all one big giant shit show. Fuck around.
And you find out. You poke the bear. Sooner or later, the bear's gonna get up and take a swipe of your fucking ass.
But it does go both ways.
Yes, it does.
If a man finds out that his woman is cheating, even if there's a prenup, guess what? She either leaves with nothing or she has to give him half of what she's probably been squirreling away because it's our money now, right?
Correct.
Not that we've ever caught women doing that on this show. It took a couple of months, but my wife convinced me to try and forgive her.
Oh my God. Simpy. Simpy.
The Simpson. We started going to counseling, and we were working our way through it until recently.
Ah, here we go. And the worm turns.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
Because, and I think you know where this is going. When a woman betrays you and you forgive her, her respect for you tanks.
Yeah, it goes from an 8 to a 4, if that.
In a counseling session, she said that I was wrong to steal his wallet, phone, and car keys. Yes, the guy who was betrayed by the one person he should be able to trust the most in this world overreacted while you were getting your back blown out and your heels were planted firmly against the wall.
Correct.
And your knees were acting like earmuffs.
But somehow he overreacted. Yeah, get out of here.
Kiss my grits, Nuge.
You're lucky you didn't come with a cricket bat and break some collarbones and skulls.
No shit. You ever seen the opening scene of Minority Report?
Yeah.
If Tom Cruise wasn't there, that would have been a much happier man. Well, if you're going to throw me in jail, at least let me kill the guy first. Come on!
I didn't do anything. Sarah!
Give the man his hand.
Oh, God.
She said that his divorce is costing him a lot of money and that I should have dealt with it in a more mature manner and that it was my fault.
They always pull that it's your fault game.
This is why you never forgive infidelity, dudes.
No.
Women will forgive infidelity because they're attracted to preselection. And if another woman wants you, it must mean that you're worth something. A woman committing infidelity is doing it literally because she can.
That's right.
And she can with 80% of the dudes that she comes across on a daily basis, even perfect strangers.
Yep.
See, if a man goes into a CVS and propositions 5 women, he's going to get 5 different calls to the police. If a woman goes into CVS and propositions 5 dudes, 3 of them are going to be buttering her tonsils in the parking lot.
Correct.
That's just how life is.
Life ain't fair, and men are horn dogs.
And that's why the sleut stewed thing is not a double standard. It is an assessment, an objective assessment of reality when you're talking about actual work going into achieving something. Women do not put in any work to count ceiling tiles.
I'm a whore.
There's no work involved in being a sleut. But to be a stewed, dude's got to be funny, have money, have height, wit.
Yeah.
I mean, you
the list
have,
goes on and on.
The list goes on and on, exactly.
It's insane. Come on now.
Granted, there are some women who will literally just catch a glimpse of what appears to be the size of your package and pants, and they're shallow enough to just go for that.
In the beginning, yeah.
Yes. And those are the dudes who wind up knocking up the women who eventually circle back around to you at the high school reunion and, oh, I never realized you were this cute.
Correct.
Please take care of me and my child.
Yeah, no.
No, thanks.
Those days are coming to an end.
Yeah.
And I am going to help that extinction come about.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you a question. Am I turning red?
A little bit.
Okay, yeah, my niacin's kicking in. So I'm not embarrassed of this story. I'm turning red because
your dick probably don't even work.
I take niacin as well. It raises your HDL.
Cholesterol and all that stuff runs high in my family, so I started taking a regimen suggested by this gentleman here.
Yep, yep. And actually, I went and had my cardiogram done.
Kind
of disappointed.
Oh, you're in a little bit better health than you thought.
Yeah, that looks like I'm going to go beyond 65 in the cardiac range.
Dude, we should change it to the 69 and out plan.
I don't know. The doctor was hilarious because he's like, yeah, you're in the 50th percentile for your age and blockages.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm like, I'm a little disappointed. And he had like this look in his face. I go, so what you're telling me is I'm not going to make the 65 and out plan.
Damn it.
He just starts laughing. Because you're out of your goddamn mind.
You could do the 68 and out plan. That's where she goes down on you and you owe her one.
But that's a trip into the weeds. Yep. Sorry about that.
It's all good. These modern 304s, though, they just never cease to amaze with how they can take their own betrayal and somehow make it your fault.
Yeah.
And it's listen, amazing.
The only person who's allowed to say they've been betrayed is the person who has been betrayed.
Exactly.
It is not for the other person to go, no, that did, we didn't betray you. Go fuck yourself.
Yep.
Because you did.
So am I surprised that a modern 304 is going to try to blame a dude for her betrayal? Of course not. Accountability in women is like a Venn diagram that never meets in the middle. It's just two separate circles with two separate circles in the middle and then little nipples that you just flick.
Little dials and pegs.
Yes.
You got to tune them in.
Their tits are literally emblematic of their life with accountability. They never merge into one, no matter how much you try to force them together. And every dude, when he's faced with a big set of honkers, loves to try to push them together into one big one.
It does happen.
It does happen. That's the closest you're ever going to get to a Venn diagram that includes women and accountability. I have never admitted to taking his stuff. To begin with, I was afraid that he might call the cops. That's a very wise decision. Then I didn't want to give her ammunition in case she wanted a divorce. Now I just don't care.
Yes.
When the I don't care light is on,
you better watch the fuck out.
I told her that her cheating was the reason her boyfriend is getting divorced, and that I hope his ex takes everything. And you know what? I sincerely hope that you were smart enough to actually get some proof on your end as well, because if she files for divorce first, guess who's going to be getting her side of the story first?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is a flaw that needs to be fixed in our system.
Yep. I'm still not living at home. I have my own apartment, and I'm filing for divorce. Now that I know how she feels, it is kind of a slap in the face that she is blaming me for his divorce.
Well, I mean, obviously, he married a bipolar narcissist.
A little bit.
Listen, bro, I'm really sorry you're going through that, man.
But he handled it like a boss.
Yes, he did.
He handled it absolutely how it should be handled. And she can't stand it that he's winning.
Well, unfortunately, he probably would have gotten divorced later on, except he would be caught by surprise. Let's face it, that's the default setting for women as they plan and they execute these things. Mm-hmm. Catch them in by surprise so they can even net more profits of cash and prizes and hurt the dude even more. The fact that he found out ahead of time, you know, is a little bit of a blessing, but he should not have gone to counseling. Listen, gentlemen, when something like that fucking happens, it is done in current year. This counseling shit, what you're doing is you're paying for a smoke screen so she can maneuver on the battlefield to win the war against you. Do not do it.
And when it comes to false accusations in court, women can take that counseling and spin it into, well, this is why we were in counseling.
Correct.
Even if it's completely untrue and the counselor never has to testify in court because of privilege.
Yeah, or HIPAA or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is, the privacy stuff. Yeah, it's just like attorney-client privilege, only you have it with a therapist. They don't have to testify unless someone's dead. Wow.
At least I'm not a lawyer. That's how I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. I think my favorite comment comes from this user, why are people defending the affair partner during their marriage counseling session? If that's not the lion, the witch, and the audacity of this bitch.
Wow. Okay.
Or I would have also accepted the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe. But I've seen it myself. These ladies get caught, and somehow along the line, once they've had enough time to process getting caught, the gaslight kicks on and it blinds them to the actual truth, which is they're the betrayer, they're the problem. But somehow, it's still your fault. Because you were doing something that pushed them into the arms of another man.
Seven.
Yeah, whatever.
It's really bizarre because, you know, my ex did the same shit. They rewrite history to justify their bad behavior. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how they can do that. I just cannot wrap my head around how delusional some of these women get, especially during the breakup process.
I'm sure there are men out there who behave similarly in these scenarios. They're just not friends with me.
Nor should they be.
Anyone who will engage in this behavior, male or female, they're repulsive.
Yep.
And if you have somebody like this in your life, just kick them to the curb.
That's right.
You'll be a much happier individual without them.
Your peace is more important.
Because sooner or later, these people run out of romantic partners to betray. And when they're on the express train to Boxed Wine and Catland...
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square! Stop!
They redirect their energies toward people who were foolish enough to keep them around in the first place.
Like, at my age, like when I do talk to women, if I'm like, so what is your longest relationship? If I get anything less than 5 years...
Done.
That is like a huge red flag for crazy.
Oh, yeah, because as soon as they tell you, like if they're 45, right?
Yep.
Because you're 55, right? So let's say you're dating 10 years younger. So if they're 45 and their longest relationship is 2 years, well, on average then, since let's say they started dating at 16.
Yep.
You can do the math. And that's a dick stacking platform where a broken femur may be involved.
That's right. That's a.
And that is if every relationship lasted 2 years.
We know they don't.
We know they don't, and we know that women usually do not jump from one relationship to the next. There are serial monogamists out there, but they usually cheat with the first one before they move on to the next one.
That's right. And also, if they tell you, well, I've been single for a couple years, that doesn't mean they haven't been having sex for
exactly.
a couple years.
They expect you to believe that they've been hanging out in a convent, you know, praying the rosary instead of flicking their bean. But the fact of the matter is, they might have been praying with beads, but those beads were jammed up their ass.
Yep.
And being pulled out like a ripcord. They were playing lawnmower.
The Buddha butt beads.
My God! Oh!
Listen, we are doomed.
Doomed.
This system is going to fucking collapse, turn into a bloodbath. And unfortunately, it's probably the only way this is going to get corrected.
Yep. And all because women were dumb enough to believe that a women's liberation movement funded by the patriarchy actually cared about them.
Yes, which they don't.
No.
And they never did.
They wanted to enslave you and tax you and take your children. And guess what? You've let them do it every single step, and you're still defending that decision. There's a word for that. Pathetic.
Or ignorant.
We have a neurological problem here.
There's something wrong with my brain?
Oh, yeah.
We're fucked.
And not in a good way.
No.
Not like this chick was.
She's getting, in a good way.
She's getting folded in half and pounded in every hole. I hope it was worth it, honey. Because Boxed Wine and Catland has an unlimited population supply.
Well, just let that sink in, though. That is 50% of your lifespan stuck in Boxed Wine in Catland.
With a side of trichinosis and Hippo-Hiv, just for good measure.
Yeah, listen, these women don't understand. Men can handle isolation a lot better than women.
Yeah, because we have a purpose outside of our biological imperative. Granted, that biological imperative is important.
Well, also,
but men have been the most likely ones to be left by the wayside by
correct.
Evolution. So yeah, we were okay with being alone.
Yeah. Well, most of us are.
Some guys don't handle it very well. I get that. But in the modern age, when it's never been easier to make friends on the other side of the planet, it's not as big of a deal anymore.
Or climb in a video game console.
Yeah. I mean, it's a technique. It's definitely not the preferred method.
Yeah, absolutely.
Think lower and more fun.
So I hope y'all enjoyed this video. If you find or if you have stories that you want to share on a ride and roast or a pop culture or even on our live streams, if they're not long enough to fill an episode like this, Linktree is in the Meat Gazer box. You can write us emails in there, and you can also support this channel on Locals, Give Sendbro, or Subscribestar. $5 a month gets you some after parties, some movie nights, and some Sunday live streams, plus early access to these videos, which include a special section.
Wait, yeah.
That might get us kicked off of all those other platforms. Oh, and Odyssey, too. You can become a member of the regiment on Odyssey. I always forget about that one. So there's four ways that you can support the show. We appreciate everything. We're not worthy. And in the meantime, keep driving, buckle up, and don't use rosary beads for sexual pleasure.
All right.
I think the good book might frown on that.
Use the Buddha butt beads instead.
See you guys next time.
Take it easy.